But when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. It's April 19th and we're here with you.
Oh, L.A.
As always.
The more that I'm here, the more that I'm irritated.
Yeah, Brigetta has a story for us, so let's hear it.
You know, I'm not even sure.
I can't believe your text.
I'll wait till you hear the full amount.
Yeah.
So, it's better. So, yesterday, I get a new phone. And I'm all excited because my phone, you know, was cracked, right? And I'm down at the Pacific Design Center, and I go down because where I get the phone is through the PR company for T-Mobile, which is at Pacific Design Center. Mm-hmm. So I park in front of there. I go and do that. I go back. I sit in my car. I'm in my car for like 15 minutes playing with the phone, you know, figuring it out, transferring the SIM card over. And when it's done, I'm getting ready to leave, and I'm like sitting in my car, and I feel this boom.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what the? And I look, and I see this black Porsche trying to pull into the spot kind of next to me, and I'm like, what the? And I get out, and I'm like, this guy looks really familiar. Like, this is interesting.
Wow.
And I don't know if I should fully say it. I don't care right now. I'm, like, irritated because of what just happened on the way here.
Yeah, so, besides it's a know, public property. What the hell?
So I get out of the car, and I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's really cool, like, mega cool. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, he's so familiar. So I'm like, okay, I need your license. I need whatever. And I look down. I get his license, and I'm like, no way. No way. Calvin Klein.
Really?
Saw Calvin Klein. Yeah.
Really?
So I'm like, that's funny. And I'm like, well, maybe it's a different, you know.
Uh-huh.
No, his shirt is like, and his cell phone's like CK on it. And I'm like, oh, my God. And he was totally cool about it, but I was just like, you know, I don't need this right now. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And so, and
what
it was funny.
What can you do? You know, I mean, it's not like whether you need it or not. It happens.
Things happen.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I just got the car. It's a rental. He didn't know how to drive it. And then it was funny because I was watching him trying, after this happened, to try and fix the car to get into another spot. And it was a whole, like, cars are honking everywhere. And I'm like, I should just video this because I didn't know what, I mean, just for my own insurance purposes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is crazy. So he was
did
totally
anything
cool.
happen to either car?
Yeah. Well, okay. So here's what's funny. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I go and look at his car. It's, you know, dented, like banged up, like on the side. And I'm like, all right, well, whatever. It is what it is. Insurance will handle it, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I get in my car without fully investigating my car. I don't know why I didn't fully investigate the car. So I drive off down the road, and I hear this dragging.
Mm.
And I'm like, what is going on? And the bumper
is
completely dragging.
Whoa.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is like crazy, right? So of course I take it upon myself to try and like half rig it to make it like stay on, you know. Like it looks like how it looks like my car has no ass,
right?
It has no ass. Like I don't have a back
so
to my
it was
car.
Like so it was like off the car completely.
Yeah.
Really?
So, well, like, this piece was, like, hanging on to it, and I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. So I shove it back in, and I'm like, this is not happening, like, this. And I'm kind of laughing, because I'm kind of like, here I am in Melrose, all these nice cars, and, like, people are around, all staring, like, you know, like, what if I run into some friends, and here's this girl with this, like, bumper hanging off, looking like an idiot, trying to, like, jerry-rig it back on.
Doesn't
you know?
It feel like the whole world
oh,
is looking at
you? Oh, my God.
You know?
And I'm like, this is just too stupid right now. This is so stupid. Only in L.A. would you get hit by, you know, a Porsche, and it's Calvin Klein, right? Then I'm like, no way. So then I drive here today, and I'm like, well, whatever, it'll be fine. Like, you know, we'll test it, because, you know, I'm driving south today. And I'm driving, and the whole damn thing falls off, of course, on the road, and I'm like, no way. Like, and I kind of, like, I don't know why I thought that it would work.
Yeah.
So then I get out of the car, and then I have to, like, step on the thing to get it off.
Right.
And shove the whole big thing in my car. Like, girl in dress, putting thing in the car. Kind of looks weird. And, like, so that was today.
Did you think of getting some help, like AAA or something?
I don't have AAA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I call my insurance company, and they're like, it's $500 deductible. They have to go through his insurance, and it won't cost anything. And I'm like, all right, whatever. It's just a pain. And it was funny because, like, I had to call his, like, business manager in order to get the information. Like, this is just, it felt like, you know, I'm dealing with like Val again,
right.
You know, back in the, and I mean, Val Kilmer, back in my Val days. So I'm like, yeah, really? But actually, he was nice. Like, he was super nice about it, but it's
that's
just,
cool.
You know.
So was that like in a parking lot?
It was on Melrose.
On Melrose.
In front of the Pacific Design.
Okay,
there's like the cars that,
so on the street.
You know, right.
Okay.
Wow. So, yeah.
So where's the bumper now?
In the car right now.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. I had to put it in the car.
I thought it fell off while you were driving.
Right. And I had to go and
get it. Oh, you stopped? Oh,
yeah, my
God.
I put my bumper.
Are you serious?
Are you kidding me? Like, maybe it's fixable. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
It's
in
the car.
They're going to replace the whole thing.
Well, whatever. It's in the car right now.
God, you're so funny, the shit that you do, man.
Meanwhile, I meet yesterday about like doing a, they wanted me to do a reality show on myself again, and I've been saying no forever, and I'm like, I had to tell them what happened, and she's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, I know. This is like a daily occurrence, just weird, weird stuff, not like this, but like just weird things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it seems to be chasing you everywhere.
So. Yeah, and then here's the funny thing, and then here it gets funny. So I get off the ramp to like get off here, and there's this big truck. And, you know, I'm in the lane to turn right, and normally you can just turn right. Well, I can't. The truck decides to go into it. I'm like, what is he doing? So I have to go up onto the curb so that I don't get body slammed on the, like, I'm not kidding.
Really?
So then my car, I don't know what happened underneath of it. I haven't looked at that part yet.
Well, every morning is an adventure for you, so you might as well prepare for it, you know?
Seriously. I mean, I wasn't expecting all this to happen. It just, you look at, you should see my car. It looks like, you know what's funny is I make fun of people like, oh my God, look at their ghetto car. I'm the ghetto car.
Yeah, right now
this
you
sucks.
Are.
This sucks. Anyway.
Anyway, well,
and I got to drive like it all weekend because clearly I can't get a rig car.
Yeah.
I tried.
Good. So you get the bumper in the back of the car.
In the car. It's inside the car. And I'm like, should I keep it inside the car or do I? I don't know.
Wow, you're
I don't
funny.
Know what to do. Yeah.
Okay, well, so that's worth a tweet, you know?
I thought about
been
it.
Hit by Calvin Klein.
I thought about it, but I'm like, maybe I should keep it quiet unless he doesn't cooperate. Then I'm going to freaking tell
that's
TMZ
true, huh?
And
yeah.
everybody. Here's the thing. My girlfriend, I told her yesterday, and she works for TMZ. She's like, I'm like, do not say a word.
Yeah.
Do not say anything. I'm just telling you because it's funny.
Right.
And I was like, but if they don't cooperate and like, you know, I mean, I'm sure they will. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Yeah,
but if
the insurance.
They don't,
you think
right.
he wants to get into this?
I know. Sure. And if they don't, and he's also 71 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
I didn't,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
like.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
I'm like, but I mean, he's cute. He was a nice guy. I mean, he was a cute little, because he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know how to drive the car.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what happened. He had no idea how to do it. He was like, I mean, you should have seen him trying to maneuver it all over. And I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we have a great guest in the studio. We'll get to them in just a second. I just wanted to bring up the fact that...
the Boston guy?
Yeah, the Boston guy. Did you hear that he was killed?
They killed the one because he robbed a 7-Eleven, carjacked a car, killed a cop, shot six or seven others.
Assholes, you know?
And was had a bomb strapped to his chest.
Yeah. The two brothers.
And they're Russian.
Yeah, from Kazakhstan.
Whatever.
You know, where Borat's from.
Oh, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Oh,
Kazakhstan,
no. I can't boycott Borat because that's amazing.
Yeah.
Borat's amazing.
But, you know, I mean, obviously this is not a statement about where they're coming from.
I know,
but,
I know.
You know, but it's like it pisses me off. You know, people come here, you know, you give them papers and everything.
They just got it in. I read
and
it.
And they blow us up.
Yeah,
you know?
And they just got his papers in 2007.
Yeah.
Like he's, I mean, it just, that's only like 5-6 years ago.
Right.
So I don't understand.
Yeah, and I don't know
you
what
came to the country to blow everyone up.
Yeah.
Like what? Why? I don't. And the thing is like they just give. Sometimes like my friends who are good people, it takes forever for them to stay here in the country, and they actually have like legitimate jobs and they're good people.
Right.
And then you let in every other Joe Schmo. Like I don't get it.
Right.
Like why don't they do background information on all these people?
Yeah,
this is quite common on the East Coast.
Yeah, well,
someone's
a lot
not
of
doing
people,
their job.
You know, and they could have been illegally here. I don't know.
Oh, no, he got his papers.
He got
in 2007.
His papers.
I read about this morning.
I wonder what he got it based on. You know, because
I don't know.
It's very hard to get your papers. You know, you have to get married or
right.
You know, or be requested by a company or something.
I don't know, but I find that very interesting. And I also find interesting too is the whole thing with like, okay, I don't know if you remember recently, like there was an earthquake in Russia and North Korea had like, they were kind of talking about it to try and like work together. And I'm like, oh, how funny is this that we're in a war. Not, I'm not saying it's planned, and I'm not saying the government did this. I'm just saying I think it's funny how we're having so many issues with North Korea and how Russia and North Korea recently, about a couple of weeks ago, were, you know, in like just given it was about the earthquake and whatnot, but clearly they're on the same side. They're trying to work together on that whole thing and cleanup of all of it. And now these two Russian people, I don't know. I'm just, I think it's interesting. It's like all of a sudden now the U.S. is like, or because this is two Russian guys, even not saying it's Russia, it's two Russian, random Russian people. Right. But what I'm saying is like, I don't know. I think that's kind of interesting. It's like, you know what I mean?
Related?
I don't know. I told you before, I think the government plans stuff, just like, no, in ways, with the whole gun thing, like, you know my, you know
what
I feel
about. But I don't see the plan behind this.
Like, Obama's Hitler. That's the way it is. We all know this.
Oh, God.
You know.
Somebody wrote to me about this. You said Obama is the devil.
Obama is the devil, and he's Hitler. I'm sorry if you're upset.
Come on, but you don't invoke
Hitler. This is radio, and if
you
don't like it, then don't listen.
Okay, but don't invoke Hitler. I mean, that's...
He is.
It's like very
loaded. Taking guns away from all... This is what Hitler did, though. History repeats itself. Look at the history. It's exactly what he did.
Okay.
He knew. And the thing is my whole point with the gun thing is that the people that are on the streets killing aren't the ones with registered guns. Mm-hmm. It's the people that are getting them illegally. Or it's little kids that are having access to their parents' gun that aren't locked up.
Right.
Or something like that. It's irresponsible people. You take the guns all the way from citizens who actually are law-abiding citizens that use them for hunting or whatever they're actually using them for. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, responsibly.
Pistols
then we can't defend
hunting.
Ourselves against every person out in the city who comes and decides to rob us. Mm-hmm. And then we're really shit out of luck. That's my point. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't agree with it.
No,
and
no,
it's exactly
you can be,
what Hitler did.
You
and
can
I'm
be
just
anti-gun
saying, it's history
control.
Repeating itself. That's
you can
all
be
I'm
anti-gun control, but please don't invoke that name.
Well, you know. I that's my opinion, and that's their opinion, and I don't care. They can write hate letters to me all they want.
No, but
in fact, it's Brigetta at Brigetta.com.
I'm uncomfortable with it, too. Okay, no Hitlers here.
Well, he is Hitler.
God.
Saying it one more time. In fact, I'm going to tweet it now.
Anyway.
Just because now
okay,
I'm irritated.
I need to make you calm down.
No, now I'm really mad. So now I'm tweeting it.
Well, let's get to
Obama
our guests. We need to change. We need to change the pace here a little bit. All right. We have two very special guests in the studio. We have Eddie and Ellie, right? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey,
and you guys want to get close to the mics when you talk. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks
for having us.
Yeah. And sorry for you having to barge in on this argument here. But,
well, they're just, I mean, it's legitimate. It's not an argument. It's a debate. I mean, it's just like if we were on the presidential debate, it'd be the same thing going back and forth.
Okay.
Same words. There's nothing different
but no
except for in a
calling.
Radio.
Okay. No name
it's
calling.
It's not a name calling.
Okay.
It's facts. It's Hitler.
It's not facts.
Relives.
All right. Anyway. So you guys are totally not related to this. No guns. No anything. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what...
We're actually here to help save people's lives and help them in emergency situations using a mobile application. So.
Oh, really?
People who do get injured in things like Boston, you know, they can get identified using our system, and it's a safety system that we're developing using a mobile application.
Wow, that sounds pretty interesting. Yeah. So people can be identified through this? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So the company is called Save a Stranger, and it also goes by SAS.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what happens is the main part of our app is you open the app and it starts a countdown, and once the countdown ends, it automatically connects to your pre-selected emergency contacts, letting them know that you're in trouble with your exact GPS location.
Mm.
At that exact time as well, let's say, for instance, with Boston, when that happened, we have QR code stickers as well.
Right.
So that's kind of like your fingerprint through our system. And you can, if there's a sticker pack that we sell, and you can put those on your bicycle helmet, on your marathon bib, on your keychain, on your driver's license. And what that does is it pops up a digital ID of you. So it has your picture. It has if you're allergic to anything, your medications, your blood type, an emergency contact. So at the time of an emergency or a car accident, you can go ahead and scan that. And then you'll be able to know. And that system's also based off of a red light, green light. So if you don't want something showing, you can red light it out.
I see.
That's so awesome.
Now, when you send out this information, who gets it? Do they have to have the app also? Like, you know, an emergency and something you said, you know, if you call someone or...
Right. Well, the company being called Save a Stranger allows any stranger or anybody, paramedics including, to scan the QR codes that identify the purple with any QR code scanner, which are available on flip phones, smartphones, tablets, all for free.
Right.
And anybody can scan them. So, yeah, they could it pulls up their emergency contact. So, let's say I see someone who's fallen and they need help. I'll scan their QR code if I can find it on them and call their mom or their father or their brother or sister and say, here they are. They need help.
Right.
This is so great. Like, this is like, how did you guys come up with this idea?
A couple of years ago, one of my friends had actually gotten into a car accident, and if anybody would have known she was allergic to latex materials, she would have been alive today. But
oh my God.
They didn't, and we sat around and we thought about, is there anything out there that would be able to let you know right away if something's wrong with that person? And there wasn't.
From latex she died?
From latex material. Really?
Well, she was badly injured, though.
She was
in
badly
car
injured,
accident.
Yeah.
It was, she was the front passenger in the car accident.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and you know how it affects not only their family's life, it affects everybody's
life around you.
And, you know, we wanted to name our company Save a Stranger because even though they're a stranger, that's somebody's mom, that's somebody's dad, that's somebody's grandma, you know.
So yeah, and you can see, you know, like during the Boston explosions, you can see how people are helping each other and stuff, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it does happen, you know. I mean, I was a witness to an accident a couple months ago, and the girl just went flew up in the air, you know, she was a pedestrian. And so I stopped my car in the middle of the street and went to help. And luckily she was just in shock, and she was, you know, she hurt her leg a little bit. But the paramedics came, and I was thinking, you know, it's like, what, you know, she's like in shock. What if she can't say who she is?
Exactly.
Which
she
happens
is.
A lot.
Exactly.
I would imagine.
I mean, I think back to like when I was injured or whatnot, I can't speak, can't talk. I don't even... Like, I'm, like, crying hysterically in such a mode that you don't know really what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and then the same thing is, like, you know, I've stopped and helped people before. And, again, like, it's scary. Like, I'm allergic to everything. So I can't even imagine, like, more than likely they would give me Vicodin or something like that. Well, guess what? I'm convulsing, can't breathe. I'm going to choke and die. Right. So,
Exactly.
And that's happened in the hospital before.
So you need something like this, you know, if you're allergic to things. And
imagine people with, like, you know... I know not you're going to feed them shellfish or anything like that, but I mean, like, latex is a huge thing, and other medications that they're going to put into you, because immediately when the ambulance gets there, they're just going to, like, you know, not think and just normally, you know, take care of you how they are. And you
do
don't
you really
know it.
Think they do that? I mean, because
they
know people
to me,
are different.
They gave me, they shoved medicine in me, and they never asked, and I had an allergic reaction in the hospital. Thank God I was in the hospital, but, like, you know, and they figured it out.
And what if there's actually medication that you really need to take at a certain time?
Right.
You know, even for elderly people, too, included. And
right.
You need to have that at hand, and people need to know.
Well, going back to the shellfish as well, like you said, you can be on a blind date and not know what's in the food and eat it, and they could be able to help you there. So,
That's
so
totally
how does this work? Is there, like, a questionnaire in the app that starts asking you, you know, about medication and...
Well, when you download the app, one of the first things we ask you to do is to create an account, and with that account you go into a profile where you create your digital ID card. So you put in your name, whatever information else you want to share, and then it breaks it down for you real simply. So you just fill it in with the application, and you can do it online on the website as well.
So you have your medical information on there, you can put your insurance information on there,
your
can
doctor's
put anything
phone number.
Anything that'll be able to help you right away. So if something does happen and you can't talk or you don't know or you're, you know, you have it right there in front of you.
This is so cool. So, like, I mean, I want to, like...
What if the phone breaks, though? I mean, what happens then?
Well, it's based off of a QR code, so anybody can scan it.
Yeah.
Oh, you put the QR code on the phone or something?
Yeah, you put it on the back of your phone, put it on your ID, put it on your keychain membership card, different kinds of places. Put it on your car, your helmet, bicycle helmet, marathons. You know, we want to take a big part in marathons to have it on runners because...
That's a good idea.
In case something happens.
You never know.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, so is it active now? Like, can we go on right now and sign up, or
well,
when?
That's the thing. Yeah, okay. We've been working on this project since early 2012, and we hit quite a bit of stumbling blocks on the way. Mm-hmm. And right now where we're at is, through a long story short, we're now crowdfunding to support the development of the application.
Okay.
Right. That's where we're at right now.
And we're giving away the app for that. So we're actually giving away more rewards than what you're contributing.
Right.
So.
Right.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
So how can people who are listening right now go and donate?
So it's on Indiegogo.com is the campaign, the funding that we're doing right now. And if you go there, you can type in Save a Stranger, and our campaign will come up, and donations start, even a dollar helps, so anything.
Yeah.
And if come on, a dollar doesn't help. I mean, you need to get to get 64 grand here.
I know what you're saying. You've said that before, and that it bothers me. It really irritates me. Yeah, badly, because a dollar does help, because you're saying that, and 1,000 other people are saying it. So if you and all those 1,000 other people that say it, that's $1,000.
That's $1,000. They need 64 grand.
It doesn't matter. Okay. It's the point. Like, that's so irritating to me. Like, that's another thing that irritates like the hell out of me, because I have so many people that constantly are like, well, I don't have enough. And I'm like, a dollar is enough.
It does.
Like,
it
really means everything. Yeah. It really does. To you, maybe not. But to me, it does.
Right.
Because that's you. Like I said, it's 1,000 people. That's a dollar. Well, then I can go out and get 1,000 more and 1,000 more. And then some people can donate more than that. It'll be $5 or $10 or whatever.
Right.
It's just the point of, like, when people go on and they see, like, all these donations of a dollar, A, you know, it's no matter what, like every person counts, but they're also like, oh, they did a dollar. Well, you know what? I can do five or I can do 10 or whatever. It okay. does work that way.
Well, good. So you need her on your side, yeah. not me.
Right. And that
but
individual.
It bothers me when people can't, I can't do a dollar's nothing. It's not it nothing. Is. It's everything. Yeah. It yeah. really, really is.
Okay.
And it makes that person feel like they're taking a part of something and they're
right.
really helping save
they're
a stranger. And that's,
they're involved in something.
Right. They're
right.
involved.
Right.
That's bigger.
Yeah.
Than that.
I mean, when you go to a restaurant, you tip, right? Mm-hmm. You tip at least
yeah.
a dollar.
At least, yeah.
Right? It's kind of like
tip a dollar. I mean, I tip a lot more than
I'm
you.
Saying. Right. If you get a drink, if I were to buy a coffee, I'm gonna tip
right.
a dollar or two,
right.
maybe three, depending on you know how quick
really?
It was.
Really, even for mm-hmm. coffee.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's because I go cool. to the same place all the time, and they're quick and they have it ready and it's just there.
They know you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah. I'm saying, like, you do that. So what's the difference?
Right.
Except you're helping for a charity.
Okay. All right, get your point.
Okay.
Okay. Back to the
And plus, it's helping keep yourself safe. So it's not just like a gaming app or anything like that. It's
right.
helping you and your family be safe.
Right.
It's really something yeah. that we thought of that can work for from babies and toddlers to old people and everybody in between. Because you don't have to have an app to use our system.
Right.
You can actually go on the website and,
right.
and just order the QR code sticker pack mm-hmm. and stick them on your little toddler who might be just walking off and somebody finds them.
Mm.
And they can't really speak or help themselves. And a stranger can scan that QR code that they find on their backpack.
Right.
And where's your mom? Let me call them for you.
Right.
Like they can be found that
and
way.
And
even
you know? On the opposite end, if your grandparents have Alzheimer's or now after I believe it's starting at 30 years old, females are getting Alzheimer's, which
wow.
is crazy. But if you have Alzheimer's, you can have the QR code sticker pack as well. And if you know you forget where you live or you're going out on a walk, somebody can help you there as well.
That's true.
Really
yeah.
Good,
so it's
yeah.
really well thought out. Now, so the idea came to you and you said, you know, why don't we do something like this? How do you go about this? I mean, you want to get an app, you know, what do you do if you're not a programmer or something?
Right. Well,
or maybe you are a programmer.
No, neither of us are programmers. We actually both have entrepreneurship backgrounds.
Right.
But we found that we could make a big difference and help a lot of people with this sort of business. So we look really in depth into it and spent months researching and seeing what's out there. And there wasn't really one solid application that uses a smartphone to its fullest potential for emergency situations and to help keep people safe.
Right.
So that's what we did. We took the best features of it and put it together and then created all the feature settings that we have within the app.
Right.
And from there, it's pretty much just getting a developer to make it for us.
Right.
And that's
yeah. So then you have to find someone. And so how do you find a developer? I mean, there's so many out there.
So
we
many.
Went
how
through
do you
so
decide?
Many different companies. And we,
really?
Yeah. We
yeah.
researched, went through so many different companies. And that's where our obstacle came in. In the end, we still kind of got screwed over. So
we
that's
did.
Where we are right now.
Yeah.
What do you mean you got screwed over? Do you want to talk
you
about
want the
it?
Real story?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, that's what you're
it's
here
just
for.
The company that we decided to go with, which we won't name, but they ended up, let's say, for instance, that you took your show and you know everything about your show and you decided to get a better job offer and you had one of your friends come in that kind of does the same thing.
Right.
He kind of brought us in and with another five clients while he was taking over his friend's company and he underbid us by over about $100,000, $150,000
really?
For the app. And by the time we got to, and we found out the first project manager we had was an intern. So it wasn't even, and we didn't know any of this by any means. And,
right.
you know, we did our research, but everything that we were sold on was from the owner and his team and not this new team that came in, you know? So they took us and they outsourced us to Pakistan. And
wow.
Yeah, it ended up being, you know, there was a mother that was actually taking over our project managing at the end of the
So supposedly be a project manager for
yeah,
us who
she
really
was a mom
had
and
no good input in it. And we just pretty much started working directly with Pakistan developers, but it was just an underbid project, and we were
right.
just like not treated properly in the whole situation.
At all.
Wow!
And in the end of
and
it,
I can't
all
believe they told you that. Like, I know people that do it for $5,000 or $6,000 for an app.
Yeah,
like that's
it
the
depends
normal.
On
well,
how
it depends. Yeah,
yeah it depends on how complicated your app is.
There seems to be pretty intricate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the platform they build it on too. So what they try to do is do it on like such a cheap basis and it just screwed us over.
Well, and the funny part was Pakistan let them know this is not going to work on this platform and
what
they decided to do it anyway. And we found this out about a month ago.
Right.
So this is where we stand now. And
you already gave them all the money?
Yes.
So can you get it back? Like, I guess you're going through a lawsuit.
We're
definitely going to go through a lawsuit, but as you know, that takes time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Every
it
moment
does.
Is somebody's
so sorry.
Life. So it sucks for us too because we see things like Boston happen and
right.
we
were
wish
out,
we, could have been
we
out.
Wish we could have been there and
right.
you know, and it would have helped save maybe more lives or had somebody been able to be there and
right.
this is
it
incredible.
Sucks.
This is
yeah.
absolutely incredible.
Yeah. I think it's gonna
yeah.
do very well. I mean, you know, you've taken a niche of the market that's probably not being served or underserved And you took something that, you know, actually, like you said, takes advantage of the phone.
Yes.
You know, and
yeah.
its capabilities mm-hmm. and stuff, you know, with
right.
the GPS and, you know. And,
pretty soon we're going to be getting tattoos of it. I'm kidding.
We were making jokes about it, too.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Wait,
there.
What's that movie that they, like, made the tattoos on it? Not Minority Report, but
Surrogates?
Another one.
Was it Surrogates? I don't know.
But I don't know, but you're going to love this. There was some kind of rumor going around that Obama was going to come out with a plan to make sure everyone had something in them.
Oh, yeah. See? I'm not surprised.
No, no, I saw that movie you're talking about. I can't remember what it was. But
it was Total, it was Total Recall.
No, it was like
report,
with time.
It's in time.
Yeah, in time.
Justin Timberlake, where you have like a certain amount
of time.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there might have been
time.
Another one, too.
There is another one. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they have barcodes.
Right.
Is it Total Recall?
Barcode.
I feel like it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
it's an
like
old
one.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
probably
yeah,
Total
it's
Recall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. So, yeah, maybe one day we'll do that. I think I
no,
really
maybe
think
one day we will not.
I think
we're good with stickers.
I really think we're going to walk around with chips and stuff. You know, I really think so, you know, because... it's inevitable. That's where it's going.
You think
to.
We'll be
well,
around?
We already
but
have,
see,
it. We already have it for animals.
This is already George Orwell. Like this is already happening.
It
you
is.
Know, what they said the plan was to have like your credit cards and everything about your life be in that chip,
chip,
and the United States would be able to control you. So if you did something or whatever, they would be able to take it away from your chip or your bank
right.
account.
But
or,
do you think we can adopt that yet? I don't think we're there yet.
I don't think so.
I hope we don't get there. Yeah, not in our lifetime, but.
Right.
I mean, I get the positive parts of it, but I also get that there's a lot of negative too. I mean, and what's funny is like, you know, I read a lot of George Orwell, and I read a lot of like, you know, there's another author too, and I can't think of him, who predicted like kind of that they wrote these way back in the beginning of 19 whatever hundreds, and this other guy wrote before the elevator came out, and he like predicted the elevator and like in a story. And he also talked about chips they were putting in people that would be able to. And it was really interesting because it was way before his time.
Right.
So I just find it funny that, like, now that's the talk. And
well, I mean, think about it. The Jetsons, way back when, they had flying cars and stuff, and now they're making flying cars.
Right.
So
Hold on. We have a phone call, although it's probably a wrong number, like yesterday.
Oh,
good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello.
Hi. I'm trying to... listening to LA Talk Radio.
Okay, so you reached the station. Is that what you're trying to do? You reached the studio, the show.
It said that I can listen in on the website through my phone. Can I not?
Yeah, but not by calling in. You have to download the app from the on your iPhone or Android.
The LA Talk Radio app.
Right now you're live on air.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say to anybody? At least make it worthwhile.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank
Good
you.
Good luck to Save a Stranger. That's all I have to say.
Aww.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
All right. Well, at least she's listening to the
nice.
Show.
Aww.
Yeah.
Cute.
What's that?
Nobody.
What?
No.
It's someone they know?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's okay. No, it's fine.
Virginia is like in that kind of a mood today.
What? All right. No, I was like, we have something to say.
But
she
had
maybe
she didn't have something to say.
She did. She said, good luck to give us a stranger. And that was very sweet.
Okay.
Unlike the person who called in yesterday, he was like, kept talking. And I'm like, you're on air. Like, you know, well, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, no. And see, if it were me, like, God, it's you over there. I'd be like, click. Click. I'm over it.
But
know?
I like to humor them, you know? I mean, what the hell? Sometimes it's funny.
Yeah, yesterday it was funny because she was so, or the guy was so dumb.
All right, anyway, back to this. So for those of you following us, go to Indiegogo.com. That's IndieGogo.com and type in Save a Stranger, and you'll find the campaign there. And you can donate, obviously, you know, they, you know, well, $1 works. It says $1, thank you for your support. And, yeah, so, I mean, you guys need to reach $64,000. You had to know in the beginning it's not going to be easy, right? I mean, you have to reach a lot of people.
Definitely. We knew it wasn't going to be easy, and we thought it would be maybe a little bit simpler because we tried to do it on Kickstarter first.
Right.
And Kickstarter did not allow us to.
Why?
Because they don't allow safety products.
Oh, really?
They don't believe in safety, obviously.
Wow.
Right. I don't know. It's crazy.
What the heck?
It's
crazy.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Which is crazy because they have safety products on their site. So it really pissed us off. And we did an appeal, and they came back, and they basically, their email said no and don't try again.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Wow. Yeah, it was crazy. So we didn't think it's, I mean, it's a safety application. It's supposed to help save your life, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah.
Well, we have a great campaign on Indiegogo. Yeah. I mean, we have a video on there right when you get on there that's like a couple minutes long.
Yeah.
You can watch us and see us talking and explain what's going on with the app. And we actually created a video to get on Shark Tank a little while back to get an investment, like when we first started.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're acting in it as the stars, and we're showing how the app works. And like we did a playoff of the Mayhem commercials on All Say, you know?
Uh-huh.
So like we're acting as Mayhem, and then this happens to you and you actually get hurt, and
yeah.
And then you need our app. So we kind of played that out. It's kind of cool.
That's cute.
Video.
Yeah. That's really cool.
So now we have an animated video of that with cartoons, so it's a lot better.
Yeah, like a real one that actually shows how it works, yeah. Animated video.
Because
right
at
below
the beginning, we didn't have any screenshots. We didn't know what it was going to look like, so that's why we just, you know, now the animated video is exactly what the screenshots are, and it's on the campaign as well. So it's right under the main video.
And Indiegogo is a really great company. I remember when before they first blew up to what they are now, it was started by a couple guys, and I forgot their names, but they used to have these groups where you would meet like once a month, and like my ex was part of the group. So like I just went one night, and it was really cool because they really focus on, you know, new and upcoming things and musicians and, you know, whatnot.
Yeah.
And we would go, and there'd be like really cool singer-songwriter nights, and like they would play all night long, and there'd be like, you know, refreshments and whatnot, and then all these creative people with all these like awesome ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was before they branched out to what they are now, where allowing like, you know, all kinds of campaigns to come on. It was just strictly music. It was a couple years ago, but they are a really great company.
Yeah,
it's great to see
they allow anything.
Yeah.
So they allow anything on there, which is great. So, if, you know, there's things from if your mom needs help with a treatment or if your dog needs a life-saving surgery or anything.
Right.
So it's great that they allow people to come get the help that they need. So
Yeah,
definitely. And you guys have a beautiful logo. Who designed the logo? Did you guys do?
It was on a website.
Yes. It was on 99 Designs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very cool. Yeah,
it
because
like a contest.
It's got your... Yeah, it's
we're trying to do something like that too.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
nice.
This is so cool. Like, how people just, like,
so many people have creative stuff for you.
So awesome.
You just got to give them a little direction. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is great. You name your own price, and they go on there, and whoever around the United States or even the world can make logos for you, and you can speak to them and what you like and what direction you want them to go.
Uh-huh.
And then you pick, like, I think 6 finalists or something, and then you go with them directly and talk to them about more in detail, and then you pick one at the end.
Yeah. That's cool.
So, and then 99 Design pays them, obviously.
Yeah.
They take something and, brilliant idea.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you guys were able to find professionals and people that are good in their field to do the things for you.
Yes.
Because it's like with me, it's like I have to do everything. I have to do the design. I have to do this, you know. And but you can't possibly do it all yourself, you know. And that's the thing, I think, for entrepreneurs and stuff. You don't have to know a specific skill. You just need to know how to run a company and how to launch products and so forth, right?
Yes and no. I mean, we've gotten a lot of help along the way. We've tried to make it to where we were smart in saving money. You know, we didn't want to just go out and take loans and spend as much money as we possibly could. So we've gotten a lot of help along the way. And with all of our other designs and our website or anything like that, we've gotten a lot of help through my sister's company in Kansas City. And we have interns there, and their interns help us with
That's
everything.
Awesome.
So with graphic designs and everything there.
Yeah, interns are great. They really help out a lot.
That's really cool.
They're really talented individuals, and it's great to work with them and see their input on things like that too.
Right.
And they've helped us with a lot of things, marketing and getting the Indiegogo campaign out there and things like that. So
great.
Yes.
Have you guys done anything similar to this before? Like launch a new product and
No, we have not actually.
No, huh?
No.
That's pretty
no.
cool. How did you guys meet? Are you a couple or
No,
you're not.
We met through mutual friends a few years back.
Okay.
And then we kinda just stood out and as far as being like entrepreneurial and being all about work and making things happen.
Right.
And
I don't think Eddie knew what was going on. I called him one day and said, "You wanna have lunch at Chipotle?"
Yeah, that's how we went to Chipotle.
And
for
I
lunch.
Come all dressed up in this nice little suit, and he didn't even recognize me, and we sat down.
He's
funny.
Like, I didn't realize it was a date.
Right.
I actually just emailed you guys something that has to do with crowdfunding and how to like raise more money with crowdfunding. There's an event next week that's going on that they're throwing, and I'm actually going to go to it. So I don't know if you'd be interested or not, but I just emailed it to you.
Of course.
Sure, yeah,
we'll
take a look for sure.
Yeah.
We're interested in anything, anyway, somebody can help us. So.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and you get your project out there and stuff, and people that believe in it, you know, would become part of it. You
Absolutely.
Know, I mean,
definitely.
I've seen a lot of products and stuff. I really think you guys have something special.
Yeah, I do too.
You do. It's, like you said, it saves lives, it can save people's. Well-being and stuff. I think it's good because you can also, Yeah, like you're not as worried about your kids and stuff going out there, you know.
Right.
You know that they're going to be identified if something happens, God forbid.
Well,
you
even
know,
for kids, we have another feature on the app, and it's our groups feature. So basically what that feature does is, let's say, for instance, you're going on a field trip, and you can apply it to any situation, but if you're going on a field trip, you can have two supervisors and put all the kids in a group, and then you can set a radius around them. And if a kid goes outside of that radius, it'll automatically alert you that they left the radius.
Wow.
Their
via
GPS
text
location.
Message or something?
Yeah, yeah, via text message and email. Everything is email and text message with us.
That's awesome.
Wow,
yeah.
That's awesome.
So
what was I going to ask? God, I just... Okay, never mind. It'll come back to me. Okay, so you have it for the Android and the iPhone, right?
Well, we're making development on Android and iPhone first.
Right.
And then if we do raise as much money as we do need, then we can raise them on, release them on BlackBerry.
Right.
On Windows.
Don't waste your time on BlackBerry. They're not going anywhere.
Well,
we've kind of slowed down on BlackBerry because BlackBerry 10 was supposed
to
come out.
Stay with iPhone and Android and you're good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Everything else is still has to prove itself. You know?
Yeah.
Well,
and
even if there's only 100,000 people left on BlackBerry, that's still somebody in somebody's family. So we want to make sure they're connected in some way or somehow.
Right.
Except for the problem right now is the software for BlackBerry is changing to BlackBerry 10. So
we can't
even make it. Yeah.
Right. It's a totally different operating system and stuff.
See how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but iPhone and Android first, definitely.
Definitely.
So how did you get to the features of the program? Did you guys just sit and brainstorm, or is it – I would imagine it's an ongoing process. It's like suddenly you go, let's add this into it, right?
Well, we looked at a lot of different competitors that are out there in the field, and you know, we noticed that there's a lot of people that don't have what we want to do. But then there was a few features that were out there that we added into our app, and you know, it was just a ridiculous price that you had to pay. You know, for instance, there's a Monitor Me out there, and you know, we have it in our app, but it's if you, let's say, want to go hiking. There's been a lot of hikers that have been lost, you know, recently and before. But if you want to go hiking, you set up a time, just like a blind date or something, and then the app will check back in with you if you're safe. And if you're not, it'll go ahead and send an alert out to your friends and family, letting them know that you're in trouble with your location.
You know what? That's such another thought, too, is like, okay, when I was younger, as a model, I used to go out on all these, you know, weird locations and whatnot. And there was this one place, and, you know, I got paid a decent amount of money, and there's this one place when I went back home. And I told my dad, you know, I was a little sketched out. It was one in Florida and one in Maryland. But the one in Maryland, this was funny. So I get there, and it was really sketchy, and I'm kind of like, I don't know. And it wound up being okay, like, after we started shooting.
Yeah.
But I'm like, where am I? I'm in a neighborhood and a house. Studio's downstairs, but it was still kind of like, you know, and I'm like 18. And my parents are like, where are you going? Because I, like, didn't tell them. And then I sent them an email after, and I'm like, just so you know, here's where it is. You know,
yeah.
And, they kept calling me, and I wasn't answering. Mm-hmm. And so my dad wound up showing up at the house.
Oh, wow.
It was really embarrassing.
Wow.
But I'm thinking from those situations, because I've been in – and I still go on, you know, weird adventures and whatnot. But to think of, like, how many kids out there – and I've heard so many crazy stories from even just being in the industry on auditions or, you know, photo shoots or, you know, whatever. You know, sleeping at a friend's house. Like, I was never allowed to sleep at my friend's houses when I was younger.
Wow.
My parents – because my parents were like – well, their parents are kind of wild, so I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's
definitely.
Like, I guess it's for so many reasons you can use this app, whether it's like knowing where your child is when they're sleeping over someone's house and knowing that they're safe and like, you know, it shows an alert of where they are or whatnot.
Right, low-key
alert,
like
exactly.
Just checking real quick. And
yeah, or they're 16 and they just get their license and like, oh, they're going to the movies tonight. Well, you see they're at a bar or somewhere else and you're like, wait a second, you know? So it's kind of cool to use for all different types of things. I mean, obviously for the main safety reasons, but
definitely. Yeah, and we wanted to, we saw that people can kind of do a tricky system if they're kids and whatnot with it and turn off their location services. So, you know, my mom and dad can't see, but the beauty of our app is in an emergency, we automatically override that and turn it back on. So we know exactly where you're at.
Mm.
So that's
cool.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to ask, do you have a prototype yet of this thing? I mean, does it actually work? Have you seen it in
action? We have one on our phones.
Right.
But that's kind of where we ended with our outsourcing in Pakistan.
See, they were almost done with the iPhone version with that company that just dropped us. But they just dropped us like a ton of bricks. Like literally one day they wrote us an email and said, we're just not working on this project anymore.
Yeah.
And then we're like, what? We're almost done with at least the iPhone
version.
We're
almost done with iPhone.
And they just dropped us. And now there's no back end supporting it. And we're just
screwed. Disappointing.
It sucks so much.
So did you, it's so horrible. I mean, are you guys still talking to Pakistan people right now? Like whoever was on the
No, they're not working on it.
They're not working with us. They're they wrote us an
email. Oh, they're the ones that are.
They're the ones that they got hired from the company here in California.
Yeah, we hired a company in Marina Del Rey. And that's who we need to go after because that's who we signed a contract with. So our deal's with them.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly. Which they're in their own little lawsuit with the other, his friend that he hired. So it's just like a crazy.
Yeah, they're not even talking anymore, those friends that, you know, he hired each other. They're not, they're in their own battle.
We got stuck just in a mess. Little.
Yeah, these are the obstacles.
It was so promising at first, too.
Right.
And when it comes down to it, this is how you end up after all these, like, procrastinating, like, delayed times.
Yeah. But you guys didn't get discouraged, obviously. You keep going. And yeah, it just should energize you more to just, you know,
absolutely.
I'll overcome this, you know, and we'll get to where we want to be.
And even if we don't get as much contributions as we need, we're still going to find another way to do it. So that's not going to stop us.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for sure, you know.
We're going to take what we have. We're going to make the app come out. And we promised these rewards to all these people. So even if you give $5, you get the app for free for
right.
a year.
Right. Well,
so we're
that's
definitely
cool.
going to get it out for them.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. And another thing, too, like it's a little enlightening, I was going to say before is, what's really cool is I saw this on the thing that I emailed you. Even though it says on here it's for real estate and for independent films, it's for anything. Mm-hmm. But Veronica Mars recently raised $5.7 million on Kickstarter.
Really?
And she given it's Veronica Mars, but she crowdfunded Innocent, and then it got an Oscar. I've never seen it, but I mean, I think that's amazing. $5.7 million on Kickstarter. Like,
really?
That's huge.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all those people
that
are donating a dollar. It was for a film, but
for
I mean, you
film?
Can use it for anything.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Am I on Kickstarter? No, I'm on Crowdfunder.
See, it's so different, too, because Kickstarter can feature her because she's a celebrity or people know her, so they'll feature her so more people will see it. And Kickstarter has over 800,000 followers, you know?
Yeah.
So,
wow.
And besides, you know, I mean, look, when you stand out, when you're a celebrity or something, then it's a lot different.
Yeah.
You know, like on Facebook, for example, you know, to sidetrack a little bit, but I have Anne Rice, the author, as a friend on Facebook, right? Because her, we had her on the show once by phone and all that stuff.
I like
on
her.
The station, yeah. She doesn't have that many followers, maybe like 60,000 or something. But every time she writes something, in 5 seconds, there's like 130 comments, you know? It's like, my God, you know? And that's what I'm saying, you know? Us people, you know, you post something, you get 3, you know, responses, get 10 responses.
I get a lot of responses online. It depends what it is.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, I'm talking about thousands.
Okay.
Brigetta, thousands of likes and comments.
No, it's true. I will let you know that the other day I made a comment on jeans, smelly jeans. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Oh my God. Because I was in the airport and there was a guy in front of me and I'm like, wow, are those smelly jeans or is it just the hallway? Right. So I sat down and then we got back up at the end and it was like a woof of like, they're his butt. Like they're his jeans. And then I was wondering, most guys wait, which I found out, most guys, we'd wait till about 3 or 4 days to wash their jeans. So,
really?
Yes.
And
I asked
wear
Nicole,
them every day?
Three or four days.
They use them three or four times and then they wash them. And some guys, it's more. And I wanted to know because there was another smelly guy on the plane too. And I was just like, oh my God, like I can't believe this. This is like disgusting, you know? And so I tweeted it and I wanted to know. And I was like, please tweet Facebook or email me with your replies. I can't tell you how many replies I got. It was like hundreds. And I'm like, so the consensus is, and I need to tell everyone what the consensus is because I didn't write back on that, was 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
Anyway.
Wow.
But if it's
3 or 4 days, I can't wear it more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I go through so much.
I wear mine twice, maybe.
I go through so much laundry, you know.
It depends. It depends where I went and what I did.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If they're only on for an hour, then, you know, unless I spill something.
Yeah, if it's on
them,
for an hour or something.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I thought it was interesting because these guys smelled. And it was their jeans. It really, oh.
They probably hadn't taken showers either, you know?
No, it was their jeans.
It was their jeans.
I saw them.
All right. Well, in the last few minutes, everybody, Save a Stranger and go to Indiegogo.com. Search for Save a Stranger and you'll find the campaign. Please donate or contribute, rather. And because it's not really donations. I mean, they're contributing towards something.
Right.
Correct.
You're
and they're getting something.
Yeah, and you're going to get something. And besides, you'll be helping to save lives, and I think that's important.
It's true.
Thing,
yeah,
you know,
really
because
well.
you guys are not just like you said. It's not like a game or something, but
right.
it's yes. a serious topic, you know, and it's something that can help a lot of people.
And even if people can't donate, we ask for people to share the link with your friends on your
yeah,
Twitter followers,
Facebook or Twitter for you know and anywhere. And there are videos on here, so you can see how the app works and
yeah, real quick videos. Definitely take a look at the videos. It'll be very informative and help you out.
Definitely.
And connect with us through social media. We're on Facebook,
YouTube,
Twitter.
Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, our YouTube videos are really cool. The animated videos are really cool.
So all people have to search just for Save a Stranger
on
Twitter.
Save a Stranger, Google Save a Stranger, and we'll come up in all of them.
Yeah, if you just go to Google and type in Save a Stranger, almost everything will come up.
I found it.
Were you able to get the domain name for it? Probably
yes.
not.
Absolutely, yeah.
Really?
Yep. We have the domain.
Wow, good for you.
That was one of the biggest reasons we picked it.
Definitely.
We wanted to make sure we could get it. Yeah.
Yeah, today you have to have a domain that's
right.
like your name, otherwise...
The domain comes pretty much before the business name.
Right,
yes. Like
exactly.
These days, like, you got to have that.
Exactly.
But you have a ton of followers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of followers.
We've been going hard on it for a while, over a year now.
Yeah.
That's
promoting.
Awesome. I don't
that's
try
good.
At all.
Okay.
Well, should.
Any final thoughts? Because we got to wrap up, guys.
No, thank you to both of you for having us out.
Of
really
course. And thank
it.
You guys yes. for coming out with something like this.
And thank
like
you for
this.
All the support
you know,
from the
like,
listeners.
Of course.
Yeah.
And all the best to you. I know you're going to do great with this. You
thank
know, it's
you.
Revolutionary
yeah,
in my way, in my opinion. It is revolutionary, you know. So
yes.
there you go. Everybody, if you have an iPhone, Android app, please contribute. Even if you don't have one, if you have a BlackBerry, contribute too. Maybe you'll get one too.
Even
right.
if you don't have a smartphone.
yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.